the Prentice Altum Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. They just put in a new load of biscuits, and Coach Shadowin's had a hearty breakfast this morning.
Absolutely. We need to have the show at a diet place so it don't take I mean, come in.
Well, you've lost some weight.
Well, but you come in with biscuits and gravy and all that food up there. It's kind of, you know, irresistible.
And you got to sit and wait, and you know, for your turn to talk. But you've lost some weight. You've kind of gotten trim here.
Now we're really exaggerating, but on radio, that sounds really good.
Well, I have to fight that myself. But anyway, last night, first game of the season, and a lot of excitement with everybody. And you know, I promised I wasn't going to ask you. By the way, this is Philip Shadowins. I don't know if I even introduced you, but I wasn't going to say anything about Octavius Mathers. I was going to make my – so I got it out of the way.
So,
but we're going – we're moving on.
He had a good day at Ole Miss yesterday, I'm sure.
Yeah. And he's a great player. But we're going to move on, and because you've got some good players on your squad this year. And I know when you first start a game, you go down the field, you're moving the football, and then there's a fumble.
Right on the 1 foot line. Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit, I don't know, it can really affect the team sometimes. And you guys kind of pulled up the bootstraps and went to work.
Absolutely. It's you know, that can be a devastating kind of turnover. You know, you dominate the opening drive, go about 6 or 7 minutes, drive down the field, 12 plays, I think it was. And then, you know, fumble the ball on the 1 foot line, they pick it up and run it. You know, luckily, I think Chris Liddy made the tackle on the 12 or 15 yard line before they got away from us right there. But it could have been a huge momentum change if they had taken 100 yards. But, you know, deep put the ball on the ground there. We always say it's the running back's fault, and it was. We expect them to hold on the ball no matter what. But we missed a block. We blocked actually the wrong person. And let a guy come free off the edge and put his hat on the ball. It was an inside run insertion, and put the head on the ball and caused it to squirt out. And those kind of things happen. You know, we turned the ball over 3 times last night. We fumbled the ball 3 times. One of those was mine because of a bad call. Which we still shouldn't fumble, but I shouldn't have caught the play. And the other two, you know, we put the ball on the ground just when they stripped the ball. Luckily for us, our defense cost either 4 or 5 turnovers. I thought 4. Somebody says 5 about it, so I'm not really for sure. But so that countered that. But, you know, we can't turn the ball over like that. And obviously when you dominate the opening drive, you want to finish that thing, go ahead 7-0 and kind of set the tone for the game. Luckily for us, our defense played lights out last night, played with great effort, made plenty of mistakes, but played with terrific effort. And so we got the ball back, and then we scored on the first play of the second drive on a little boot pass. Matt threw the ball to Q, Quindell Cousins, we call him Q, and for a 60 or 70-yard touchdown pass there. And so we got the momentum right back, which it was huge. Anytime there's a change, instead of scoring a touchdown, you fumble the ball, you have to come out and stop somebody at that point because it does change momentum. And it's all about a game of momentum in football. So when something bad happens, somebody's got to respond. And we were able to do that defensively last night. And then our offense got back on the field and made a play. So that was a good way to start.
You have offensive changes, and Matt Williams was one of them. I know you were pleased with his performance. That's big shoes to fill, really. I mean, Strickland was a really good quarterback and did a lot of great things for you guys. And I want to kind of give him some kudos. But at the same time, we have to move on. And Matt did a good job for you last night.
Absolutely. He did. And, you know, Matt's still, to some degree, learning our terminology. And not that he don't know our terminology, but he does. But, you know, he's still learning as far as in that kind of environment with the lights on a Friday night. So thought he did a great job. You know, I'd planned on playing him and Chase both last night. Chase played about every rep on defense. So I never felt the need to make a change. Matt played solid 4. Still made, you know, he as well as everybody I watched video on last night, everybody I could say, you know, hey, played hard, but, you know, and so no reason to sit here and talk about all those things. But made some plays for us, managed the game for the most part well. We did have a delay game. I know at least 1, maybe 2. He's got to get us out of the huddle. Some of that's on the play caller, which is me. Some of that's him getting us out of the huddle with the terminology. He's still struggling a little bit, getting it all out. But all in all, he managed the game well, made some big-time throws for us, protected the football, didn't throw it into bad spots. Made a couple of scrambles for us to gain a few yards, and they were bringing everybody. That's what Independence, you know, everybody talked about how great their defense is, and they are very good. And they come from everywhere, you know, sometimes to the point of you think, if we can just get the ball out of our hands, we're going to walk into an end zone. But they're bringing so many at times, more than you can block a lot of times. And so I thought we managed that part pretty well. We didn't get hit blindly by the backside guy, or, you know, all those kind of, I thought we managed that well, even though we didn't always block them like we're supposed to. But we didn't give up turnovers or big losses because of that. And I think that's what they try to do defensively. They're a big play defense, and where they're going to gamble and give up some stuff, but they're also, when some of those gambles for them are going to pay off usually and cause catastrophic turnovers or catastrophic losses. And we were able to stay away from that. And so I thought that was really a big difference. They always, you know, their whole defense is predicated on getting you behind the chains, and we were able to stay in front of the chains last night.
It's a good problem to have. You've got two capable quarterbacks, really. And I know one played mostly defense last night, but that's a good problem to have depth-wise, especially returning after you've lost a senior quarterback, and to have a little bit of depth there because, you know, injuries are part of it. But that's kind of a good problem to have. You've kind of settled. At least you've kind of settled in with it.
Right. Know? I mean, I like what we have. You know, Matt did a good job last night. Our other quarterback is Chase Munley, but he's also our starting week safety. And it's hugely important because he's, first of all, he's a good athlete. He's a big, tall kid, 6'3", and can run and jump. And he's extremely intelligent and is not going to get out of position defensively. And he hadn't played defense in a long time. Matter of fact, I don't know if he's ever played defense. I mean, at Blackman High School, he hadn't played defense before because he's worked as a quarterback, you know, pretty much entire practice. Well, you know, after watching him high jump last year for me in track and all the work he's done in the weight room, I thought, you know, we got to get the kid on the field. You know, and on both sides, perhaps, if he's our starting quarterback or whatever ends up being there. But I knew we had to get him on the field. And so last night he played weak safety for us and did a great job all night long. Just a steady player. I mean, that's what he did for us on that side. So I never felt a need to make a change. He'll play quarterback for us some this year, and he'll be a difference maker at that position too. But I thought last night he did a really good job. It was very solid at weak safety force, and so I didn't make a change at quarterback. It was going fine like it was. No need to make the change.
Well, a lot has been made of. I don't know if the term is running backs by committee kind of thing. You know, there's three of them, but they had solid yards, and they were produced, and you don't really care who runs the ball. I mean, it could be me if I could cut 120 yards for you, right?
Absolutely, it could be. We ran a bunch of running backs last night, and we didn't put our third tailback in, which is Charlie Davison. He's coming off a MCL strain, and so he was just released on Wednesday. So we practiced him this week, but we didn't play him, or he didn't play any. But we played two tailbacks, both D, obviously, and Cole Knightgrass. And both did some really good things, made some really good runs. We played three fullbacks last night, and all three of them ran the ball. All three of them blocked well for us. We feel like we have quite a few kids that can make plays in the backfield. And the same thing at receiver. We played six or seven receivers last night. I know at least six, but I think we played seven. But I feel pretty good about the depth we have at those positions. You know, we don't – I mean, obviously, D can run. I mean, you know, he's the game breaker, so to change. Quindell Cousin, obviously, is a 6'4" target with a wingspan of like 6'7" or 6'8", you know, that can go out and get the ball at receiver. Antonio Allen is an incredible player, one of the best in the state. I mean, he's one of the best juniors in the state, there's no doubt. Chris Little, I hate to go through all the lists because there's a whole big list, and I'm going to leave somebody out, so to stop right there. But anyway, we have numerous kids. They know who they are that can play. And so you can't concentrate on just one. You know, you can't concentrate on just one receiver or just a tailback or whatever the case may be. And our quarterbacks can run, so that's a run threat. Matt runs pretty good. Chase runs really good. And all our fullbacks can run it, and our tailbacks can run it, and they all do special things. So I feel like we're kind of diverse on offense, and I kind of like being that way. And I know last night they tried to, you know, after we hit Quindell on the early touchdown, they started trying to, you know, double him at times and rotate the coverage that direction. And so Chris Liddy made a play for, you know, made about a 40, 50-yard gain on his one catch of the night. So, I mean, Brandon Davenport at tight end. I mean, we threw the ball at tight end. You know, people who have who've been around me for a long time think, wow, Coach, you haven't thrown the ball at tight end probably a dozen times in 10 years, in the last 10 years, you know. Well, we did last night. We threw two or three towards him. You know, we only were able to complete one of them, but one of them was for a you know, home run, so to speak, a big-time play, a 40, 50-yard gain. So we feel like we're multiple on offense. We have, you know, lots of kids who can make plays for us, and I'm not sure you can load up against one to try to stop them.
Coach Phillip Shadoins is our guest here on the Prentice Ossip Heating and Air Coach's Corner. I want to talk a little bit about your opponent for next week and hosting Pearl Cone. We're going to be there for that game, and always a great atmosphere, and one of the best parks, one of the best, I guess, stadiums in the county, and especially with parking and that kind of thing. It just, it was kind of built, the complex was kind of built for all the sports. And so Pearl Cone, tell me a little bit about them, what to expect.
They'll be big and strong and fast.
They always are.
you mean elaborate on that?
No, that's okay.
I don't know anything about this. This is what I saw last year. They're a 4-3. They'll be multiple on offense. Like to run the ball, boot the ball, try to get the quarterback outside the pocket. He was a young kid last year, so I'm sure he's back. But I haven't seen him on video. We just got through exchanging, I guess, on Huddle or whatever, on the little editing thing that we can all have in the county now. So we'll, you know, guys at the field house now working. I'll go over there here in a moment when we get off the radio, and we'll start worrying about them. You know what Pearl Cone brings. They're athletic. They lost last night 33-27. I don't know anything about why or whatever. You know, teams lose in the first week. But sometimes that happens. I mean, you know, a lot of good football teams lose in the first week because, you know, turnovers or something bad happened in the course of a game. So I don't know anything about why they lost. But I do know that it'll take a great effort by our part because they'll be extremely athletic. They're huge up front. I do know that. And so it'll be a challenge for us. But if I could say something else about last night before we finish this, is that I thought last night the key for us last night was defensively. I mean, I think we held them to like 140 yards. I don't know what the stats actually say. I haven't read all that, but it was 140 something by our stats what we had, and we cost either four or five turnovers. That's huge, and it was because of physicality. You know, we've been really preaching to our kids about being physical, and we flat got after it last night, and we're really physical defensively, and just played with great effort. And when you play with that kind of effort, and you're willing to make the play when it's your time, but yet you're working within the system, not being greedy outside of the system, but doing what you're supposed to do. When you play like that, we can be special defensively. We really can. But we got to make sure we play with that kind of structure. If we, you know, if we play out of control, trying to make every play ourselves instead of doing what the scheme says you need to be doing, which sometimes, you know, kids fall into, you can get yourself in trouble. But I thought our kids last night played with discipline, played with physicality, played with great effort, which if you play with great effort, good things are going to happen to you. And I thought last night defensively we did that, and that was probably the biggest difference in the game. You know, we always talk about offense. You know, I get to call plays on offense, so maybe that's why I talk about it more. But I want to talk about our defense because our defense was the difference in the game last night.
But, you know, you and looking back at your teams across the history, defense has really been the big key. I mean, in terms of, you know.
All the years, absolutely.
Blue Cross Bowls, that kind of thing. It's always been solid and strong
in that area. It's always physical. And that's the thing that we want to pride ourselves in at Blackman, is that we're going to play physical football. And I think we've got away from that a little bit, and that's been our whole emphasis the whole offseason, is that, you know, we're going to be physical. We're going to be, you know, we want to be the most physical team in the league. Of course, every coach is going to tell their team that, right? I mean, that's what everybody wants. The reality of it is, I think the team that's most physical usually is a team that wins. But if you're not very physical, you're not going to win. And not in big ball games. You might win a game here and a game there because talent-wise or, you know, whatever happens. But if you can be consistent with the physicality in which you play with and the great effort in which you play with, then you have a chance to always win. And so that's kind of what we've been preaching to our kids. And by watching video first of all, watching it live and then watching the video throughout the night and early morning, we played with that kind of effort and we played with that kind of physicality, and I thought it changed the game. It changed the way they played the game because all of a sudden quarterback begins to drop snaps. All of a sudden their kids are running out of bounds instead of turning up and trying to finish runs. And that's a result of us being physical, and that's what I thought that changed the game. And I was really proud of that part of the game. We made a gazillion mistakes. We got a lot to correct. But if we're going to play physical and we're going to play with that kind of effort, we got a chance to be pretty special defensively.
And that takes care of some of those mistakes.
Absolutely.
If you play physical and you play smart, that takes care of that.
Right.
I don't ask controversial questions, but I'm going to ask you one.
Okay.
It's not controversial, really. But
I don't mind.
You know, but you're kind of under the radar, you know, as we go into this year. And I think a lot of that is to the fact that you had a superstar running back. Mm-hmm. You had, you know, a great senior quarterback and those kind of things. That we sometimes get wrapped up maybe in all of that, and we don't look at the whole picture and all the entire squad.
Maybe, and, you know, I think that motivates our kids, first of all. You know, I think it motivates our kids. We feel like we've been, you know, one of the best teams in Tennessee in the last two or three years, and last 3 years especially, I guess. And we feel, you know, everybody picks us fourth. Some people picked us fifth. And in our district, we only got six teams, you know. I mean, so I think that's insulting to your kids, and that's okay. It should be. I mean, ain't like you're mad at anybody that's picking all that, because, I mean, that's their job is to pick what they see. But, you know, we don't have many returning starters coming back, so to speak, I guess. And so I guess I understand that pick to some degree. Now, we have a lot of kids that are back who played last year. You know, but they were maybe a backup behind a senior. You know, we graduated like 30 seniors last year or whatever it was, 28, 30, whatever that was. And just like, I mean, but everybody in our county graduates a bunch of seniors, yeah, because that's what kids do when they get through a 12th grade. They graduate. And I mean, everybody's got to graduate kids. And so, but I think losing Octavius, you know, everybody, you know, that's, you know, best player probably in the state. And
it's human, I guess.
You know,
I mean,
so everybody thinks, well, they're going to go way downhill. And maybe we will. Maybe we'll go 1-9, you know, and everybody will be right if we do that, I guess. But I don't think so. I think we are we're not near as good as we need to be. And I told our kids that last night. You know, I was proud of them, but we're not near as good as we need to be, near as good as we want to be. But I do think we have a chance to be competitive in every game we play. And if we get to a fourth quarter, we always got a chance to win. And we have good athletes. You know, Blackman's not considered the hotbed of athletics or of athletes, not of athletics. We've had great athletic programs, but you know, other schools are going to be more athletic overall than maybe we are, because of the makeup of the other schools. But we're more athletic than people think we are, and our kids have really paid a price in the off season with getting stronger. By far the biggest growth I've been a part of in the weight room since I've been coaching. That's been a pretty long time. So,
and that's where it starts.
And that's
really
where it starts. Yeah. So, I mean, just because a kid's strong, I mean, he can play football, don't get me wrong, but I think that's where the commitment is what I'm talking about more than anything. And they've made a commitment to be strong, and they've made a commitment now to play physically on the football field. And so good things can happen when that kind of work ethic is around. So
you don't mind flying under the radar, though, do you?
No, I wish. I wish it had been pick six, you know. That'd been fine, too. But that doesn't, we all know that doesn't affect anything. You play 48 minutes, and who somebody picks or what I have to say on the radio right now don't really have anything to do with what's going to happen next Friday night.
Well, good luck to you next Friday night, and we'll see you there, Coach.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
So I like that 7 o'clock start, too.
It is. Makes it a little easier on you,
yeah,
guys.
I don't know about you guys. I don't know if that hurts you or not, but we kind of appreciate it. I got home before 11.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I kind of like the 7 o'clock starts. Sometimes when you have a long trip, you got to get out of school a little bit earlier than, mm-hmm, you want to. But earlier than that, I mean, besides that, I think it's a great idea.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, brother.
All right, thank you. Coach Phillip Shadowins of the Blackman Blaze. Winners last night, 20-7 over Independence, and they take on Hunter's Lane. They take on Pearl Cone Friday night, and that will be a 7 o'clock start. It'll be on the radio beginning at 6:30 for the pregame show. Brian Barrett's coming back, and I think we've got Greg Wyand of the Seagull Stars on deck as we continue with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant.